There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Ryan Kelly, Morning After.
On KPNT HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis.
Firecrackers bursting, fireworks going off tonight. You and I are standing here watching the lights. Surrounded by people gazing at the night sky. There's friends and family and people you don't know.
He's making it his own.
They're all lined up to see the big show. All that matters is what's up in the sky.
Nice run.
All right.
This is when he goes.
Switch it up on you guys.
Oh,
can't see Lamar.
Song's playing all throughout the hallway.
This firecracker zooming in the sky. A bottle of rocket
just this is Casey. The guy picking up tickets in the movies. It's Casey, yes, and no.
You see that same woman out there still looking for the same
Streamers, cherry bombs, but there was a guy picking up tickets to stay in the hallway one day. Kids playing with the puppets in the street, burning them snakes all over the concrete.
Boom. Reprogrammed.
Acoustic version. Nirvana.
It's our 4th of July.
This is when the panties start to go out on stage.
It's your friends and family now. Don't you be late. It's our celebration tonight.
Yeah. They have more.
You knew how to play guitar. You're sitting like at a bonfire and just pick it up and start singing this.
Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, he has so many orgasms.
And then it gets heavy to play on a radio station.
There you go.
That's how you get chicks know how to play the guitar.
And we're giving you a 4th of July song from us to you,
well, it's
the
me.
Fans. Thanks for listening.
No problem.
Enjoy your 4th of July. And of course,
real entertainment.
Be safe.
Do we have to pay any residuals for playing this?
Yeah, they're probably ashamed.
Well, Mark Hanna let us know he manages the TMA portfolio. Good morning, Mark.
That was what I call a first-rate banger.
Thank you.
Hansy knows his music.
You're probably dancing in your office, right?
I couldn't help it. My feet started a tapping as soon as he started to moan it.
I bet so. I bet that's true. So what's new in your world? Anything exciting?
You know what? I have not stopped thinking about the experience of the dotem.
Oh,
and wasn't
really,
that fun?
Yeah, amen.
I have one single question before you today, and it is directed to our friend Flousy. Do you have any of those Sour Punch straws or any more of those leftover snacks?
The Skittles and Starburst.
Your boy hole.
The Skittles.
Oh, gosh. We've ruined him.
I'll give an update to Mark. Mark, one of my favorite people on the planet. The Starburst and Skittles are no more.
You ate them all.
Yeah, the family has eaten all those. And I tell you what, Mark, those Sour Punches, I eat about 2 packs a day. So they're getting slowly knocked out.
Two packs a day.
But you should see this bag that I still have, Mark. It's hilarious. And I made him dump it out in my back seat. That was one of the best. Just candy it in this dog hammock in the back of my CRV.
So you can just reach back there and grab some diabetes whenever you want.
I ended up putting those into a garbage bag and putting them inside. Just candy in a garbage bag at the house.
Yeah,
thank you, Mark Hanna.
You ever got pulled over? What do you think the cop would think? He looks in your back seat and he's just
covered in candy.
What are you mixing with this?
I try to slide them a couple.
No. What are you picking up? Who are you picking up with this candy?
Yeah. Oh, what's in the bag? Oh, you don't need to know. Sour punch straws.
Hansy, I got to find that hat, too. I haven't done a cooking show in a while because I've had... It seems like I have a meeting every Wednesday.
Who do you have meetings with?
Well, we have our golf tournament coming up for the Mega Mara Foundation. So we have a golf committee meeting. We have... we had a board meeting.
Okay.
Then I played golf one day. But I'll get that hat out of there. Next time I cook, I'll put that on.
It's a pretty good look. I don't know what made me want to do that, but I think you said something like you didn't have a chef's hat, so wanted to get you set up.
And... See, whenever I want something during an unboxing, yeah, I have no cutting boards. I have no knives. I don't have a skillet. By the way, your Mai-Mai is in the refrigerator.
Oh, thank you. This is Hansy's segment, though. Maybe we should talk about
I was thanking him for the hat.
Okay.
Maybe I can sell the hat and invest.
So how are the finances? Are they good?
They're great. They are great. and here's a smooth segue on over to the Reed.
Okay.
It's a lot of times people think that this is a big deal, that it's going to take hours and hours and hours to get a plan in order. I think of it that, quite frankly, dealing with this stuff and wanting to get things set up right for your finances is really not something that most of us really want to do. It's a little intimidating, it's a little scary, and so I try to make it as easy and straightforward as possible, and I think of it as have it fit into your life without taking over your life. Let's get a plan together so that you can have your cash flow set up, your investments, your tax planning, your insurance planning, the legal issues surrounding money. Let's make sure that you get all of those things in order. I got a call from somebody the other day, and they said that they just got married, and they're wanting to get their next house together. They've got a house, a starter house. They want to get their next house. So how can they best plan for that? A lot of times people think it's about how do you set up for retirement. It can be something as straightforward as how do you make sure that you're putting the right amount of money into a money market to be able to put a down payment down on a house, and then how much can you afford? That's the financial planning process, and we're going to figure that out for them. That's the sort of work that I do for people.
And there's a real sense of relief when people get done, too, isn't there? I know there was for me that, okay, good. I guess I'm in good shape. I'm in good hands now. I've done what I need to do.
That's the goal. You want to make sure that you feel good about it so that you can move in the right direction so that anxiety that's in the back of your mind can be set at ease. And then over time, as we do our review conversations, we go back, we revisit what your strategy is, we make updates to make sure that you continue to move down the line. So the whole goal is that, number one, you get to your goals, and number two, that you feel like you're on track for your goals, because you want to make sure that you're feeling good about things all the way down the line.
Well, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Mark Hanna makes you feel better when you talk to him, Doug. That's what I'm telling you. That, what a skill that is. What a trait that is.
Yeah.
314-889-0503 is the number. Go online at evergreenstl.com and work with the great Mark Hanna of Evergreen Wealth Strategies. Mark, thank you so much, sir. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.
You too, guys. Have a great day.
Take it easy.
Thank you,
the great
Hansy.
Mark Hanna with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We're in the Michelob Ultra Studios. Michelob Ultra sponsor of the Dotem and the J. Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship. Doug, 15 of the 16 players have advanced to the Sweet 16, and you had 12 of the 15 in your office pool.
I don't have an office pool.
So, wow, you are positioned well to make a run here. But you did have the Pope Joseph Paul beating me in the Sweet 16.
I didn't.
You need him to get past Brett Hinnon, who is a one?
I don't know.
I think he's a one. So the Pope will probably get one or two strokes from Brett Hinnon. Are you going to that on Monday?
Hell no.
You literally could not pay me.
No.
There's no actual.
Well,
I don't know if there's.
Could. If that
maybe,
someone were to slip you $10,000, you'd go and watch, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Nothing under 150.
Yeah. Nothing under 150.
I'm sure these two are great, but we've had to extend this for these two guys. Because what, one could play at 1 a.m. in the morning, and the other one could play at like 6:30 in the morning.
It would be kind of awkward to be playing someone, though, and to have a couple of fans walking, watching everything, totally uninterested in what's going on. They're just there because they were paid.
Way more awkward for the group behind them, waiting.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a chance I could face El Ocho Magnifico, the People's Eight, Fred Friedman, if I were to get past the Pope, Joseph Paul, or Brad Hinnan. Fred Friedman lurks in the bottom half of that bracket, Doug. And Iggy, you played Fred Friedman, so you know what
I
he brings to the table.
So, and
you
I beat him. And I beat him, so you should have no problem.
Now you were getting pops.
Yeah, but what did he shoot, 87?
He shot an 87. That's not that great.
He was scratch at the time. What's he playing to now?
He was a scratch player. He shot an 87?
Yeah. From the Whites.
What is the worst day of his career.
What's his handicap now?
Doug, what do you have all the handicaps up. What do you...
Has he had an injury of some
it's
sort?
It's over there someplace.
Did he lose an arm in a lawnmower accident?
I don't know. He may still be a scratch against Tim. Tim may make him pops against this guy.
I would be. 1.3, so I'd probably get like one or two.
Well, I think you're in pretty good shape if he's a scratch and he's out there shooting in the upper 80s. I wouldn't worry too much about it.
He did against me. I don't know if he's still doing that. But.
I still don't know what the hell happened that day.
Well, he had
you some, were there. I wasn't there.
Well, he got a lot of bad luck. Kind of like you on one where you thought it was a good drive. You just hit it too far. That's what he did. He piped
the
drive.
I hit the ball too far. The fairways can't hold me.
No.
He thought it was in the fairway.
So
and it was in the gunk.
Absolutely.
He had a couple of
so many dog legs.
There are times where you almost can't even see the woods because it's so wide open, and I still hit the woods.
He just hit some drives that were too good.
So Fred Friedman, who's Friedman playing, Doug?
I can't see it. There's a trophy.
Oh, he's playing Kevin Roth.
Okay.
Who's going to win that coin flip? Literally, they're probably going to flip a coin to finish that one.
Who will forfeit first?
It's like playing chicken. Mm-hmm.
Cool. You know it's coming with the 4th of July holiday rolling around. You know people
you got to get these matches in by June 11th. We're keeping this thing moving. We'll have the Elite Eight by June 11th. Forfeit, coin toss, or golf. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. What's more likely? More golf being played, more coin flips, or more forfeits?
Forfeits, probably.
I think that now that you're only four matches away from $2,500, might as well play. That's what got my ass over there this past Saturday. If that was a non-money match, I would have been like, yeah, Cletus, congratulations. I'll see you when Zuckerberg DMs me that you're out of line.
That's how much we care about this tournament.
No! Doug, it's the Michelob Ultra Fan Page Club champion at 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbohydrates. A lot of the listeners are going to make their way down to the Lake of the Ozarks. Well, how about what Big St. Charles Motorsports has for you for the holiday 2022? Sea-Doo personal watercraft models are now on clearance. And whether you want to break out the wakeboard, catch a break, catch some fish, or just cruise with the family, we have a Sea-Doo for you with new models, new features, 2 years of coverage, and interest rates as low as $2.99. There's no time to wait. Come see us at Big St. Charles Motorsports today in St. Charles, Missouri, with all your questions and find out more about our promotion and financing options 2022. Clearance inventory is limited here at Big St. Charles, so do not miss out. It's 2022 Sea-Doo personal watercraft. You're heading to the lake for the weekend. There you go. Now you got it taken care of. Send your emails in for our design, air, heating, and cooling email today, the morning after, at InsideSTL.com. Buck Swope wins today. He wins the Buntham Bay and the design, air, heating, and cooling email of the month. Keep an eye on Uncle Nuggets. This is a guy who has converted both of his emails into wins this month, and I think he's got the talent to reel off four straight wins and force a one-day playoff with Buck Swope. That'd be fun to see to start June. A fun month.
Good
to
times.
See.
Yeah.
And don't forget, this is a guy also, he's in play, certainly if he sends his submission for Listener of the Month, because he did send two of the five people on his day has got like $150 jerseys.
That's right.
If you want to buy us, you can. We are able to be bought. No.
I feel like he doesn't text in or he doesn't email in every day.
He picks his spots.
Yeah,
but now he's got to email in every day if he wants to tie. And his email last week that we read during the Dotem broadcast was one of the funniest ones I've heard in a while. So he can do that for 4 days.
You're in my DM, Doug's in my BM.
But he just
doesn't.
Just doesn't email in all the time.
Doug, the match is Monday at 11. I will be on the Pope's bag playing defense against this Brett Hinnan army. He has an army?
I don't know.
The Ledoux patch has already reached out to the Pope for an exclusive, but we will give the Four Fox first right of refusal. All right. Well, that's from Alan Dade.
Okay. We'll refuse.
You should probably talk to counsel.
We refuse to get out there.
Some guy asked me to caddy for him Saturday against Callahan.
Oh, who asked
who
you?
It was.
Who?
Would that be Danny Grizz?
You're going to Point Fest. You can't
I am.
Go.
Hi, Flip Wilson.
I thought I was
Flip
playing.
Wilson.
Oh, he asked me to caddy, and I said I was playing golf, but I'm actually going to Point Fest.
He just texted in, Plowsy, will you come caddy for me on Saturday? I'll buy you all the snick snacks. Plowhawk. Aren't you going to be in a camper?
Yeah, I'm going to be in a pop-out.
And I didn't, when he said, can you caddy for me, he didn't say there's money involved. He said, it'd be a good way for you to get back at Callahan by helping me beat him.
Why do you want to get back at Callahan?
Well, he beat me last year.
He took your measure.
He shouldn't have won last year, but he beat me.
He cheated?
No, I was just, I think I was three up with four holes to go, and I lost them all.
Oh, well, then that's on you, not him.
Yeah, definitely on him.
Well, I leapt out an 8-foot putt on 18 to win the match, and then we had to go to 19. I made par, and he made birdie and beat me.
So you tip your cap.
Yeah, can't nothing you do about that.
Well, if you were to caddy this weekend, it would be good for your exposure.
I agree with that.
Well, it would cost him $50.
You'd charge him.
I charge everybody to caddy.
You charge him to drive the golf cart around.
No, I charge him.
I just buy everybody's drinks.
I charge them to read putts. No, I need them.
And I say, don't talk about golf.
No, that's why I hate it.
Actually, don't talk.
I didn't mind the Cletus.
I enjoy hearing lesbian stories. That's what
I didn't mind the Cletus loss, only for the fact that you won. But
your job is safe, Iggy, I promise.
But I didn't want him to lose because that would have been another $50 for me if there had been another match.
But if he can take three or four strokes off a player's number.
I think I did.
I
talked him out of a club twice.
Doug, let's pull up where the hole where Iggy talks.
Gosh, I didn't even get into all this.
That worked well. I read three putts that he didn't see. He thought it was going the other way, and he made them, so. But Cletus played well, and Tim played well. I mean, Cletus didn't give the match away. Tim won it. I mean, what he did on 16 and 18, I mean, typically.
Call up what I did on 16 and 18.
I don't have it.
We have all that footage.
I mean, I thought the match was over. I mean, at the time, going to 16, Cletus was two up with three to play.
No one's ever done what Tim did on 16.
He was two up with three to play. We got to 16, and he had a miraculous shot that was, I thought it was in the bunker. It was on the edge of the bunker in the grass. He had no room for air.
What are you doing?
Archie Bunker.
If you hit just
game to another level.
If you hit a millimeter behind the ball, you're hitting sand.
Talking about your golf.
He flushed it and went to the front of the green. And Tim knocked it in gimme range. So if Tim didn't make birdie there, we're doorman.
We don't know.
We're two of two to play. On 18, Cletus hit a 300-yard drive, which he's never done in his life.
That's enough! That is enough!
And hit five wood to the back of the green.
We don't need to know shot by shot what happened a week ago in a Shishawali tournament.
Tim stuck another one to gimme range where Cletus had a two-putt to tie and he three-putted.
Riveting.
So Tim won the match, but two shots, 16 and 18.
Okay!
And he eagled.
We've heard enough.
He had an eagle putt on what, two, three, whatever that was?
Three, number three. I'm very excited. I actually am excited about that part.
He was on the green in two. I didn't think he was. I thought he was short.
We're going to go through every hole now?
When he two putted, Cletus goes, I can't even make this putt. I got 6-5. I said, well, Tim's putting for five.
I lost 21 pounds by doing nothing.
I didn't know you were on it, too.
Remember that quote.
We know it's going to be a long day when the very first shot Cletus hits.
You're still on this.
He goes, did you see it? Did you see it? Where'd it go? I said, I didn't see it either. It's out there somewhere. Two blind bats.
Yep.
So there you go. There's the match breakdown.
No kidding.
Good morning. If Iggy filleting Tim's golf game isn't your favorite part of the show, then we cannot be friends. Doug, that's from Andy, and he's in St. Peter's.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm driving off of the Eads Bridge. That's from Linda the Beehole.
Oh, come on, Linda. Don't do that.
They don't want to hear any more about the shot for shot. Oh, my hole.
We all have beeholes.
Iggy, get over it already and stroke Tim off. This suck session this morning's been unreal. That's from Stan the Caddy.
Well, Stan, you weren't out there.
Another caddy, even.
If you would have seen this match, I said it was my honor to be part of this match.
Who was more disappointed, Cletus, or when you blocked a 6-iron on 18 and Stan the Caddy was wrapping up a 6-hour round?
Well,
that dude was texting his financial
Cletus,
advisor.
I don't really care what Stan the Caddy thought. You're getting
paid.
Speed
up my investments.
You got paid. What do you care?
The guy
that's what
just
you get
asked
paid
for. The ATM
you don't caddy for one handicap.
He was just asking where the ATM at Bell Reef was.
You don't caddy for a bunch of zero handicaps. You caddy for hacks.
Oh, God.
I still think when I went left instead of right with my 3-wood on the second shot, that's when he was done with me.
And you didn't have to carry any bags. Half the time you jumped on the back of a cart and rode to the fairway. So.
Right, it was easy.
Stan.
Yeah, why are they getting mad at golfers who aren't very good? Hit it left, hit it left. I'm trying to hit it left. You hit it right. It's because I'm no good.
Well, Plowsy, to be fair, did completely disobey Stan's wishes.
He almost demanded that I went right.
Well, if you would have hit that shot.
His sigh was so audible, and then you could hear the muscles and the bone move as he moved his head down like this after he saw the plowhawk take a Tiger Woods 2000 Pebble Beach-like line at this pin.
Yeah, from like the deep rough.
Had to go over a tree and do a nice butter right to left, and it's not even my shot.
Deep rough.
Still. And then it went exactly where he knew it was going.
Number 12.
Yeah. Those six shots you hit out of the bunker weren't doing him any favors.
That was on 18, right?
Or 16.
I think he left seven of them in the bunker, and he just was shaking his head like, let me rake it. Get out of there.
Stan the caddy now texting into the show.
That guy was a
I started raking a bunker, and he says, critical. I'll do it. That's my job. I said, well, I'm just helping you out. I got nothing else to do. You don't think I know how to rake a bunker?
He saw our help.
Oh, what a magical round. Sign up to be the Milagro Tequila Lister of the Month. Maybe it'll be Stan the Caddy. Welcome to a brighter side of tequila with Milagro. It's the Milagro Tequila Lister of the Month. And we have this TMA app contest going on right now with the TMA STL app. If you haven't downloaded that, download that thing. It's the bee's knees.
Is that English?
TMA. What's
it? Is that English? You called it an op at first.
No, did it really?
Yeah. TMA op.
TMA op. Check out the op, Doug.
Okay.
TMA in the movie Air. Want to give you a $500 gift card. Me to buy a new TV so you can watch Air on Prime Video. Register on the TMA, and it's called the OP.
Yeah,
TMASTL.com. I like that, TMA OP. $500. How do you do? Got the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today coming up. Joey Zanaboni's going to join us. Doug, you have some questions about these doggies. 4-0 this past Saturday. Really just kind of rubbing Sporting's faces in it on the pitch. And Joey Zanaboni will give us his perspective.
That'd be nice.
I think DiCaprio wants to call in, too, and go off on him on that call.
Oh, yeah, he made the DiCaprio reference. Yeah,
wasn't happy.
So that's coming your way in the 9 o'clock hour. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After from the Michelob Ultra Studios. We close out the appliance discounters, 8 o'clock hour.